is it? We're the drug deal gone rad that you always wanted.
Excellent.
We're from Lowell, Massachusetts. Oh, so check out Sad Milk on Bandcamp. It's a great collective. Thank you. We're done.
Drug Deal Gone Rad, WMFO Medford. That was fantastic. I hope you all enjoyed that. And let's play a little bit of music before they come on in here and have a conversation with yours truly. How about some Crow Follow? How about we hit it? It's supposed to work. WMFO Medford.
Perception.
WMFO Medford. That is Crow Follow with a great song called Ride of Our Lives. And you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Blackout Emergency Preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it is also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I've got Drug Deal Gone Rad right here, right now with us. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Angie Bruce.
Hi, Angie Bruce. Angie Bruce was the vocals and the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else do we have?
I'm Matt.
Hi, Matt. And Matt was the guitar. Yeah. But you guys are a three-piece, correct?
We are. Our bass player couldn't be here tonight.
That's okay. We still love that person.
Yes. Yeah. We
yeah.
do, too.
Yeah.
He's our. He's the originator.
Mm-hmm.
He is the booker. He is the he's the everything.
He
he's the heart
that.
And soul
he
of our band. That's Michael Kemp.
Okay. Well,
the Michael Kemp for real.
Yeah. Well, you guys did great without him.
Thank you.
We
yeah.
tried.
Yeah.
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 We channeled his spirit. So
we
was,
did.
He was in the room
yeah.
with us.
Yeah, you did a good job. Definitely. I mean, that last tune I really loved reminded me of a lot of PJ Harvey tune, like a nice. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love PJ Harvey.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
The very last one?
Yeah, the very last one.
I think, yeah.
The, yeah, that's the one we just made up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We
don't
wrote
tell.
A song.
Bring that mic closer to you. Sorry. Or you can pull it closer to
oh,
you.
That.
Yeah, that way you can like relax.
Can, like, relax.
Oh, yeah, you can lean, you can lay back and.
You can like, lay on the ground probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I think I'll
stay right there.
I'll crouch over it.
Yeah, it was very PJ Harvey. I'm sure people, well, because it's just two of you tonight,
yeah.
had the little White Stripes vibe going on,
yeah.
which I'm sure you guys are hearing that
we,
a lot.
We usually have costumes, actually.
No, you don't.
We did not wear them tonight. So.
Are you serious?
Mm hmm.
All right.
Yeah, pink. I made a dress that's pink, and you know, I have got orange shoes. And what do you have? Tell me your outfit.
I got a pink shirt, like an orange tie, and orange
yeah.
pants. We picked the grossest possible
pink,
color
orange, and red.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
not the grossest. It's the best.
I was gonna say
actually.
Pink and orange rule together. Yeah.
yeah. Pink, orange, and red.
They're very
that's
good.
Colors.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a violent assault on.
Well,
the
it
audience.
Is a drug deal gone rad.
Yeah,
exactly.
So when you think of something, when I think of a drug deal gone rad, we're not advocating for drug use, ladies
no.
and gentlemen. We're
yeah,
not. We're just saying that in case you ever had a drug deal gone rad. Pink, orange, and red yeah. might
those
be
are the colors you want to see.
Something.
Hopefully.
There's
that
a lot
you
of high-fiving
see.
Going on, too, during
yeah.
the drug deal going on.
Yeah, lots of high-fiving.
Oh, lots of like, woohoo,
yeah.
yay, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm too old for this now.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
same
it cracks
same.
Me up.
We weren't going to admit that.
Oh, yeah,
no, I know.
Never gonna
I
admit that.
Do, I'm so, like, shameless. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, you know,
yeah.
it is what it is. I, but I love the name. It cracks me up. It's
yeah.
so funny that I'm having a moment over here. I'm
can
having,
I tell you a story about that?
Yes,
name?
Please do.
So our let's tell you a story about from the beginning.
Okay.
Ready? So I was on Instagram. I saw a Craigslist ad that someone posted in their story, and it said, I want to play like my influences are Knockover City and Bedtime Magic. And I'm like, I know those guys. And it said, no chops. This is fun. We want to make noise. And I'm like, that's everything I want to be. That's
mm-hmm.
everything I want to do. I haven't played in a band in probably 4 years. And I've been dying to do it again. So
I think he flat out mentioned there, I'm also just looking for people to go to shows with.
Yeah.
So that was his
that's Michael Kemp.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, Michael Kemp. And so I answered the ad. I actually said, hey, how do I get in touch with this guy? The Knockover City guy said, just go to Craigslist because that's where it's from. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about Craigslist.
Craigslist, yeah, right?
All together.
Yeah.
So that's how I answered the ad. You go.
Yeah,
your
I
turn.
Think, I think I answered on Craigslist too because I moved here from Ithaca
yeah.
like 7
okay.
months ago and I was like, oh, I should find a band.
So you looked at Craigslist on the reg?
Okay, easy, all right?
Yeah, but that used to be the place to find everything.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was the thing,
so,
yeah.
Once
yeah,
they
no.
closed the Casual Encounters, I was like, I don't
yeah.
care about this anymore.
So, and the best thing is, I think our Michael booked us a show after we had practiced for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, we had,
oh, that's hilarious.
We had a show before songs.
Yeah, we
that
didn't have
is
any
so
songs.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. He was like, guys, we got a show. We got 2 weeks to write a set.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, our first meeting was supposed to be in March, and then my family had some sort of emergency after they'd both driven for like an hour. And you were living in Ithaca at the time, so then...
I mean, I didn't drive out just to see you.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well. But then but then we got together in like May, and we were like, yeah, we could write songs. This will work. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
And then, when was this? How long ago was this?
This was... Our first practice was in May, I think.
Oh, so it's you guys are like or brand new. June. We're like talking like Petri dish, drug deal, gun rad stuff happening.
Yep.
But weirdly, we played like 8 shows.
So yeah, we played a ton of shows. But it like we have a lot of... I have a lot of friends in bands, and people are like, yeah, come play our show. They didn't even hear what we sounded like.
Yeah.
And then they were surprised.
That's the
secret. That's how you get them.
That's right. That's, well, you come up with a great band name, and then everyone's like, oh, that sounds good. Okay,
oh, I was going to say about the band name. He said he had stickers already because he's like, I like that band name, so I'm going to just make stickers.
He had t-shirts, didn't
he? Oh, my God, no, that's hilarious.
No, not the t-shirts yet. Okay, t-shirts. We decided, I saw the stickers, I'm like, oh, I love that sticker. It's perfect. And then I said, that's the name. And he said, that's the name. And
well, no, and then, actually, I fought against, remember, I've been wrong about everything.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, guys, this name's going to get so old by like our third show.
Nope.
And like every single time people come up to us, I'm like, we love the name.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the costumes, too. I was like, I don't want to do the costumes anymore. No one likes the costumes. Everyone likes the costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not a marketing
people don't,
genius.
People don't dress up anymore. You know, they don't dress up for shows anymore.
No, but I mean... That's okay. So how you moved from Ithaca literally this year? Like,
Okay. So I'm from like New Hampshire area originally.
Okay.
I was out in Ithaca for a while.
All right. And, whereabouts in New Hampshire?
I've lived in Durham, Newmarket.
Oh,
West,
yeah.
West
I live in Kingston right now.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an hour-long drive for me to trek.
Yeah.
So are you from New Hampshire then?
Mostly.
Okay.
So I grew up in like Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Okay.
I went to high school.
Yeah. Okay. So. I grew up in Ipswich, Mass. So you got the Merrimack River, Newburyport, all that stuff. It's all the homelands, man. It's all so small. And then you went out to Ithaca, New York.
Yeah.
Which is a weird place to go.
Yeah, I went out there. For
is this
work.
Part of the not being a marketing genius guy? I'm going to go to Ithaca.
There you go. Exactly. It's a great place to spend 8 years. But then I was like, no, I think I'm my employer went to like full time remote work for people that wanted it. I'm like,
yeah,
I should go home. My oldest daughter graduated college and was like, oh, you're going to have a much easier time finding a job in Boston than Ithaca.
So. Yeah. I lived in Scotia, New York, for a while, which they're not super close, but it's sort of like another random New York place to be. And and I was landlocked. So the lack of ocean blew my mind after a while.
It takes a while to get used to that, yeah.
I never.
No, it's beautiful, but like after like 2 or 3 seasons, you're like, oh, I've seen everything.
Did you try to like longingly look for the ocean too? Because I did. I'd be like, where do these people go? Like when your head's like going nuts and you just want to cruise by the ocean.
Yeah.
You never do that. You just let the ocean kind of woof.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, you can't do that out there.
No. You go to the lake.
But you know what? I tried that. You should see me like driving all around Lake George. I don't know what the hell I am. You know what I mean? I have no idea. And like all the people that are from there, their families have had camps on Lake George for like generations.
Yeah.
You know, so you're up there like you're the lost person that has nowhere to go, you know? And it's not like you can like cruise the rim of the lake.
Yeah.
You're on these weird country roads. You can't even see the lake.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. So then you come out here and you instantly get in a van called Drug Deal Gone Rad. So like things are immediately on the up and up.
Serendipity or
it's
whatever.
It's like, you came out of the woods of New York.
There you go.
And you're wearing pink, orange, and red.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And your guitar work is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been in bands? Like since you were a kid? Like what is your name again?
I'm Matt.
This is Matt, folks. I forgot. So, you know.
No, I was in a couple of bands in Ithaca, and then I was in a couple of bands when I lived in West Lebanon, a couple of Vermont bands. Shout out to Carton from Vermont. awesome. They're still kicking. I'm not going to say how many years, but plenty.
Yeah. No, we're lucky to be here, man. We're lucky to still be doing all this stuff. It's a good thing.
It's a great excuse to go out and see other bands, too. So.
Yeah. And how about you? What's your story?
So, let's see. So I'm from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Massachusetts with my family when I was young, and then back and forth and back and forth. And then stayed out here in Lowell area. I live up in Lowell now.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much bounced around. I was a truck driver for a year.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah. I caught a blimp for a month.
What do you mean you caught a blimp?
So the blimps.
Blimp wrangler? Stuff?
Seriously,
like
they have ropes in the front.
You never know what happens out on the highway when it's just you and God, man. Those roads, there's nothing out there. You could do anything.
I wrote a nice long story on my lap one time while I was driving in Nebraska. But a blimp is caught by two ropes that hang off the front. And you have a crew of like 8 people and they stand in a V formation. You catch the blimp and then you follow it like a carny.
That is so cool.
With a bunch of people who don't like women.
Yeah.
Well, at least the crew I had.
We could have a whole separate interview because, like, I literally I'm a nurse and I've been fried on nursing. And during COVID, I was like, maybe I should be a truck driver. I was like, what could I do where I could be alone and listen to music? Oh, and I like literally start reading about it, and then I'm like, yeah, but it's kind of rough for women, and I've got a little kid, so it was just I had a moment. But you actually did it.
So I did it.
That's awesome.
I was with my husband at the time.
Oh, that's cool.
We were together. We did it for 11 months. Mm-hmm. It was great. Then I just got, you know, family things, wanted to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends that we wanted to see and couldn't do that anymore. So that was like 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2011, from like the time I met my husband until now, I've been playing the drums, which is not a long time. I didn't grow up playing the drums or any. I've sing, like I was in choirs and musicals and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't swear just now.
You did a good job. That was fantastic. Yeah.
So
she does not swear like a truck driver, folks.
Swear like a truck driver. Oh my god,
she did a great job.
She had a moment of revelation.
She did.
Coming into the studio, she's like, "Oh no, this is live." Isn't it?
Well, we get the rules when we come in here, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a good job, but
you did.
So, in 2011, I think it was. There's this thing in Lowell that we used to have. It was called Doing It Together Fest, which is basically your one day band kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, people do it all over the place, but it was 40 or so people that have never played together, put in a hat, pulled out.
Oh wow!
And I had really never played the drums with anyone besides my husband, so I was like jumping out of my comfort zone at 36.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fine, I'll play the one drum beat that I know I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up being able to sing and play at the same time, and we sang a couple songs, and then we stayed together for another few weeks, you know, a few months after that, played a few shows with our four songs that were 20 minutes long. I like quality, not quantity, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I played in a band with one of the guys from that band, and I played another one with another one. And then I really wanted to book a band so my husband and I owned Uncharted, which is in Lowell, and it was an art gallery, pizza place, music venue, just community space. Mm-hmm. It was great. People love it.
Mm-hmm.
All hail Uncharted. Anyway, we closed before the pandemic and, bad business. Anyway.
Yeah. Well,
good that we closed before the pandemic. Anyway, so
we all assume music was lucrative. I don't know where.
Art too.
Art, yeah. Music, art, radio, music. All of it. Yeah.
I'm going to write a novel next. I figured that's going to be my
That'll be the thing.
So I wanted to book a band that I love from New York for my birthday party. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I want to start a band and have them see me. So that was my friend came back, who was in that first band called The Loose Darlings, where we met and played the one-off show. And I said, hey, you want to be in a band with me called Prom Night Dumpster Baby? And he said, absolutely, I do. So we, 2 hours later, we had, five songs. And we played for probably 3 years. It was just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we added my husband as the bass player later on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, much to my pushing back, it was better. Having a bass player is better.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Michael once again.
We miss you, Michael.
We miss you. But so we played for a while. We didn't really, we recorded one thing and it was great. Played with our friends. It was great. It was so much fun. But that kind of ended when my guitar player moved away.
Yeah.
So then I just kind of played with friends here and there. Mm-hmm. And I really got into improv, like improving things. And probably because I can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Was another good catch.
I caught myself again. I have a problem with remembering things, so
like not to swear on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. So like doing improv stuff, and you know my friends and we
so improv theater or improv music or both
music.
Okay.
Like feeding off of each other. Yep. And one show we did where I saw my friends dancing and I was like, that girl's dancing a lot, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. And you know, like just being able to play off of everyone. I mess up Matt a lot because I'll just give him a...
No, it's just, this is a new experience. A lot of our songs are sort of suggestions.
Yeah.
The riff, and then we'll play it until we get tired of playing.
Yeah.
And it... It's standardizing. It's standardizing. Yeah,
but what is the line in that one song? Don't micromanage me. That made me laugh so hard. So we get, like, don't micromanage me. That's like a, it totally fits, right?
Is that a breakdown?
No, that's just before the song happened. Okay, I was like, stop micromanaging.
Oh, yeah. You just randomly said that. That's even better.
Yeah, you couldn't hear me. I was telling her to do stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Yeah, but you sang it.
Oh, I did.
Didn't you sing it? Because I don't know. We're like, there was in between songs, there was music happening.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then you were like, don't micromanage me. And I just started laughing. I was like, that's funny.
We had like an equipment malfunction with the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only thing I know about radio is dead air is bad.
So right,
I'm
right.
I'm just going to play random
stuff. Just keep going, keep doing whatever.
My kick pedal went sideways.
Okay, that's funny.
And then the cymbals kept sliding down.
There's that breakdown song was hilarious, too. This is my breakdown. I was laughing at that one, too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is therapy, I guess, for me.
Well, you said it in the song, too. This is my therapy, right? And it's true. I mean, radio is my therapy.
We're catharsizing some stuff here.
So. Yeah. We have to, but that's
the human condition.
I mean, that's what music's been used for forever. Yeah. That's what it's about, right? That's what music, art, all that stuff. You know, the great purge, you know, how else do we express it? How do we get it out? You know, it's definitely not going to the day job. You know, it's definitely not that.
Maybe if you're a blimp wrangler.
If you're a blimp wrangler, that could be different. You'd be like, that definitely would be kind of a cool day at work.
That was known as a callback, Angie.
And good job. Well done.
I'm learning some radio terms.
It was fun until, you know, I put waste oil in the thing that holds the balloon up.
Oh, God, that's scary. Yeah, I know. That's hectic.
Toxic balloons.
Yeah, it's Toxic Balloon, yeah.
That's a new band name, Toxic Balloon. That's a good one. Or
it's at least a song.
It's definitely a song.
Michael's taking notes at home.
Yeah.
He writes, so he comes up with a riff. We start playing and, you know, I then suddenly have words in my head that come out.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael comes, he records everything, every single thing. Mm-hmm. So there's hours of us just like them talking about obscure bands that I know nothing about. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Right.
She calls us nerds.
I'm pretty rough. But, but then he'll record them and he'll cut them up and he'll put them on a playlist for us so we can listen back. And he names them just random things. I don't know what. So Toxic Balloon.
Yeah.
Toxic Balloon's good. So that's it. Michael, you need to write that down. Toxic Balloon.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm. Blimp wrangling.
Yes.
Toxic Balloon. Like a different ramble. That's so cool. You know, you need to do like a song where I was a truck driver. That's also a song.
Yeah.
You could totally do like a
like a
deep, because it sounds like it would be a country song.
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't be a country song. But it wouldn't be, right? That would be part of the drug deal gone rad, because you think you're going in for one thing and something totally different happens.
Oh, yeah.
We could do a country song.
Oh, we absolutely
You guys could do like a country song.
Pedal steel.
I used to be a truck driver.
Oh, yeah. We have a...
That'd be fun.
We recorded something the other day, and we're listening. I've listened to it like 3 times, and halfway through, I'm like, oh, this is a story about how I could have died in the woods. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I forgot that that happened.
And she's digging deep.
Yeah.
She's,
me too.
I don't know. So you guys played what? It was like 7-8 songs or something.
Probably.
Do you have all that stuff up on Bandcamp?
No? Like 2 recordings that were from
the second practice.
Yeah, so the second practice.
Please don't listen.
No,
but we'll have this one.
Yeah. Oh, this one will be good. And that was mixed really well.
Yeah.
Because I had listened on Bandcamp for my other show, and it was a practice. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. You know, hearing you guys tonight, I'm like, they sound fantastic.
Oh. Yeah.
This sounds really good.
We've gotten tighter and we've gotten like a lot of, we now gel a lot. Like we play off of each other.
Yeah.
Like I'll get, what is you a shoot eating grin?
Yes.
I'll get a crab eating grin.
When Angie's gonna intentionally mess me up by suddenly playing in double time because it amuses her. She'll just look at me like,
where are we going? Yeah. What's happening now?
Taking us places.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to command behind the kit because I feel safe there.
Sure.
And I'm not exposed. Like I was in a band called Bacharach Attack where we did cover songs of Burt Bacharach songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just the singer. And it was kind of nerve wracking. And then once I found being behind the drums and I felt like I could sing things and like write things that were not somebody else's.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like I love doing karaoke, but I also, my expression, like what I want to do. If I feel like I need to be seen, I'll do karaoke. Like if I want someone to pay attention to me, I'll go do karaoke. But if I, you know, when I'm really like expressing and feeling and blah 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 yeah. artist stuff. It feels so good to. Yeah. It's absolutely cathartic.
I'm in awe of anyone that can play the drums. My first ever boyfriend was a drummer, and it blows my mind because I don't know how you make all those things happen at the same time.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's amazing. Honestly. It's like, you know, and then you're adding the singing to it, right? Yeah. But you got to keep the feet going, the arms going. I'm always like, my brain just jumps out of the building. It's like, I can't even fathom it. So
there's a lot of instinct going on in this band.
It's definitely instinct. It's
and our
not...
poor bass player will ask, what key is this song in? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just going with this thing.
I think made most of these chords up. They're not even real.
Well, you were doing this thing, and I don't know which song it was.
Yeah.
But you were Matt, the guitar player, you were off on a little tangent that was very sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very cool, and you were kind of like up on the thing, like, I don't know what it was, but it just caught my attention, and you went off on this little thing. It was very cool. Yeah.
We built a lot of space to, like, I mean, like, no, I've been in bands where it's like, play it the way we played it in practice, and we're just kind of like, we'll go out there and, like,
yeah, I don't,
we just kind of go off on
like
tangents.
To conform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, are you guys come? You guys mentioned you got a show coming up in Gloucester and somewhere else.
Yeah, so this Friday at the Safe in Lowell, mm-hmm. and then the 25th, which is a Saturday
after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, we're at Magma in Gloucester. I'm missing my voice.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we're at the Midway Cafe, but I can't remember which day.
It's the 29th, which
Thank
is a Wednesday.
You.
Okay, cool. You all right? You know what? There's that horrible thing going around, and I'm at the tail end of
Me
it.
Too.
Hopefully, it's just brutal. And I was in this training for my day job, and I was like, I'm just going to die right here.
Yeah.
I just had to, like, remove myself from the room because I had that cough that you're doing right now.
Yeah, it's like you can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it, and it's some weird thing. And then we're in masks, and it's making it 10 times worse. Anyway, so we can let you go because you need help. You need water, and you need to breathe and get in the cool air. All right, it's wonderful to meet you guys.
You too.
Thank you guys so much. This was so much fun. You've done radio before. I've never been on the radio live. So super fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's so cool. And it was fun. And we're going to let her go. She will be okay, everybody. I promise.
Yes,
she will be
fine.
Okay. My song that I wanted to play after this kind of went away. And I don't really know. Let's just do this one. Okay.
Good squeaking chair.
All right. WMFO in Medford. Drug Deal Gone Rad was awesome. They were super rad, you guys. And now we're gonna segue right over into some Bent Men.
Thank you. some bad things. Hey. We'll be right back. on this dark, lonely town. You won't see me here again. I'm already gone. I'm picking up my pace. There's signs along the way. What I need, I've yet to find. I'm looking every day.
Hey!
WMFO in Medford. That is Little Billy Lost with My Magdalena, one of their most recent songs. And before that, Robin Lane, a title track off her great album, Dirt Road to Heaven. And before that, what did I do before that? Oh, American Beauties with a great song called Desolate Miles. And RJ Troika with a Megalomania, title track off that album. And The Bentmen started us off with a song called Bad Thing from Live at the Lobster Bib. And thank you so much to Drug Deal Gone Rad and also to the I Want You. You have been listening to On the Town with Mikey D, and I'm about to give the whole show, the whole shebang, over to who's coming on? Who's the next person?
Vishal.